In my naivete, I thought I'd written a fable about standing up to bullies. But people quickly saw through this pathetic, pusillanimous pretense. The book was removed from a number of libraries in Alberta and California because it contained excessive violence, and also, in at least one case, because it clearly promoted cannibalism.
Acclaimed children's poet Dennis Lee read from Lizzie's Lion. Lee's reading was part of a fundraiser for Pan Canada held at the Revival Nightclub. The event brought children's authors and publishers together to protest against censorship. Susan Shipton is the past president of IBI Canada, a division of the International Board on Books for Young People. Shipton says that today's children are tomorrow's writers, editors, publishers, and journalists. She feels that the industry will suffer if children aren't provoked by what they read.
Our book industry cannot handle its legacy to people who have never been challenged by books like this, and for whom reading has always been easy and comfortable and predictable.
Children's author Helene Becker agrees. She says that parents who protest books in schools are harming their children's development.
Children, who are the ones that are our future and the ones that are learning the most and are the most open, are being prevented from having access to whatever they would like by people who think that they know better. And many of them don't.
Lara Willis, Observer Radio News, Toronto.